Do you want to start working as a freelancer in the construction sector? You will need tools and maybe also a van. But you will also need to know what the rules are and what you need to arrange before you get started. In this video, I will help you get off on the right track. So, let's get started with step one. Prepare. Avoid false self-employment. Discuss your work arrangement with clients to determine whether you are working as a self-employed professional rather than as an employee. In case of uncertainty, ask an expert for advice. Arrange work tools and transport. Now, you often need money to get started in the construction business, for example, to buy tools or a van. And if you do not have enough money to buy what you need, you can lease them instead. You must make sure your tools and machinery are safe. Have them inspected at least once a year and maintain them properly. Are you buying a van? Then think about whether to buy it privately or in the name of your business. This affects your tax return. And then proceed to step two, register. Register your business with CAVECAR. First, choose a legal structure for your company. The type of legal structure affects things like your liability and which taxes you must pay. After registering, CAVECAR passes on your details to the Netherlands Tax Administration. You will then receive your VAT tax number and VAT identification number. So let's go to the next step. Consider rules and regulations. Follow work instructions. There are many health and safety regulations in the construction industry. For example, measures to protect against falls or other accidents. There are also regulations to improve quality in construction, such as the Building Quality Assurance Act. Keep records. You must keep business records. These should include, for example, bank statements, receipts, and contracts. These records provide insight into your business and are the basis for your tax returns. You must keep your business records for at least 7 years and some information for even longer. You can do this on paper or online with accounting software. We now move on to step four, get started. Find assignments in the construction sector. You can find clients in various ways. For example, with an online platform or by working for the government through a tender. Will you work together with other entrepreneurs? Then make sure you do not agree on a minimum price or divide up customers. This is called cartel formation and is banned. File VAT and income tax returns. In your VAT return, you report the VAT you charge to your customers. You deduct the VAT your suppliers charge you. Are you carrying out a job for another construction company? Then that company usually pays the VAT to the tax administration. On your invoice, you as the subcontractor transfer the VAT to the main contractor. Also check which deductions and tax schemes you can use when filling in your income tax return. Proceed to the next step. Arrange safeguards. Use general terms and conditions. Using general terms and conditions means you protect yourself. They set out the rights and obligations of both you and your client. This reduces the risks you carry as an entrepreneur, such as who is liable in different situations, or if there is more work than expected. Send the general terms and conditions to your client when agreeing to a new job and inform your client that you are doing so. Otherwise, they will not be valid. Insure your company against business risks. Limit risks by insuring yourself. Some clients require you take out disability insurance. This protects you against loss of income in case of illness or disability. Depending on your situation, you can also take out policies such as business liability insurance, inventory insurance, or assembly insurance. Arrange your pension. Your pension is not arranged automatically. You must take care of this yourself. In some sectors or professions, you must take part in a sector pension fund. Now, let's go to the last step. Good to know. Apply for a safety checklist for contractors. Your clients or insurance company may ask for a safety checklist for contractors, sometimes referred to as an SCC certificate or VCR in Dutch. This certificate shows that you work safely. It is not mandatory, but it is often asked for in certain professions, such as electricians. You now know what steps to take to start working as a self-employed professional in the construction sector. Want to know more? Visit business.gov.nl and good luck with your new business.